in the news.
For about 23 seconds, and it's time for Alex Bilodeau to shine. Vincent Martin, and Alex Bilodeau has done it! He has done it! He has done it!
Freestyle skier Alex Bilodeau is kind of a big deal. Just ask the crowd of preteen boys that gathered during our interview with him in Whistler yesterday afternoon. Alex is coaching at Momentum Ski Camps, where he spent part of his summers as a kid. He tells us about life after the gold medal, mentoring the next generation of competitive skiers, and whether we'll see him at the next Olympics. What a big year. I mean, how much have things changed for you since winning your gold medal?
It's changed quite a bit, but it's definitely, it's been busy, but a good busy, I guess, and it's fun. It's a fun journey. So,
has there been any one moment that made you go, wow, like, this is bigger, you know, people recognizing you or someone who you looked up to recognizing you, anything like that?
Definitely. I mean, at the Olympics, it was just crazy. Wherever I was going, I needed, like, police escort to make it, to make my way. And it was pretty crazy. It was a fun journey, but, I mean, that really made me realize that, wow, it was big. It was big for Canadians.
Now, you're here at Momentum Camps. You know, you could be doing other things. You could be taking a break. You could be training. Why are you here this week?
I've been saying no to John Smart for the last 5 years. He asked me to coach his camp, and I was focusing only on training. And I called him after the season saying, okay, it's my time to give back. I've been to this camp when I was young, and I've been inspired by the guys that coached me, like the Yannel Attila and Jean-Luc Brossard and all those guys. So I've been inspired. I've learned a lot from them. So I think it's my time to give back and to give back the passion that I have. And if one kid can one day say he was a camper and he still won the, and I coach him and he win the Olympics, it's gonna be a pleasure of mine to have participated into it.
Are there any specific skills or traits that you want to pass on to these kids? What do you want them to learn from you?
We're working a lot on skills up there, but I think what's the most fun, we're trying just to have fun with the kids, ski with them, inspire them, and pass my passion about mogul skiing and about my sport, and to make them realize that mogul skiing is a good, it can be their passion, and they, once it's your passion, you don't count the time that you're putting in for training on or off snow. And I think that's the most important. The skills that we're working on 1 week is not the end of the world. It's not going to do a huge difference, meaning that they probably won't touch snow until next winter after the week. But I think the biggest difference is really to pass on the passion.
Are you finding now that the kids are kind of starstruck when they first meet you?
Oh, definitely, but it's fun. But I really like to make them comfortable as soon as I'm a human being just like them, and I do mistakes, and just skiing with them, it's fun. And I mean, I was in their position. I mean, I think it's 8 years ago, so I was in their position at this camp. So it's been a big journey since, but I've learned, and they all can if they want. So
now you've said that you were a camper here before. I mean, what's something that stuck with you during your time then that you've kind of taken on your journey as a skier?
I mean, just like I said, I've earned my passion in the summer camps. Like, right after I finished school on the end of June, my parents were putting me on a plane, flying here. It was the highlight of my summer, definitely every summer. And coming here, it was just like I was dreaming about it all summer and couldn't wait to get back on my skis in late October in Montreal. And so I think that's the main point that I've got, and that Yannel Attila, Jean-Luc Brossard, Dominique Gauthier, and all these guys, even Pierre-Alexandre Rousseau, which was at the Olympics with me this year, was a coach when I was young. And I mean, they passed me a really good passion that I've been living every day with.
So after your week here, how are you going to spend the rest of your summer?
Training. Obviously, my first priority is get ready for next year. I've already been training for 2 months already, and I'm feeling very in shape, except now because I'm getting a sickness. But and I feel super in shape and super on the top of my shape, and we'll get ready for the next season. Starting training on snow, and all the way to December, where the season is going to start in Europe.
Now I know you have a big couple of races coming up, but after that, Sochi 2014, are we going to see you there?
I'm looking forward to it. Can't say I'll be there. Can't say I won't be there. I'm going year after year. I've got a four-year plan that I've laid down with my coach, and we're going to go year after year until then. And we'll attack year after year, and no step ahead. I mean, it's 4 years is long. A lot can happen, mainly in our sport, injuries and stuff. So we'll see.
Now, to wrap things up, I know you've been super busy, but have you been following the World Cup at all?
Oh, a bit, yeah. I'm trying, but I can't wait to see it. I mean, it's going to be a good match in between Spain and Germany, and I think it's Uruguay and Netherlands are going to be good. They're a bit the underdog, but could be fun for Netherlands to win their first ever. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'll wrap things up because it sounds like we've created quite the crowd, but thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And with that, he stepped aside to graciously sign autographs and take pictures with the group of young fans.